good morning, it's Wednesday. This is Guru's Tech Bytes, episode 75. First up, running local models is good now, which is great news for everybody who wanted a tiny robot intern living inside the laptop instead of billing them from the cloud like a vending machine with opinions. The big vibe is that consumer hardware, open weights, and tools like a llama finally make local AI feel practical for normal nerd chores. I love this because nothing says freedom like making your MacBook sound like a jet engine while it summarizes your grocery list. Second, SpaceX is reportedly buying Cursor for $60 billion because apparently the future of rockets is autocomplete that looks at your code and says, hey buddy, this could explode in production too. Cursor has become the developer tool everybody argues about while secretly using it at 1013 in the morning. If this deal is real, it says AI coding assistants are not side quests anymore. They're becoming infrastructure, like Git, Coffee, and that one monitor cable nobody is allowed to touch. Third, Graphene OS has been ported to Android 17, and official releases are coming soon. That's a big privacy phone milestone, especially for folks who want modern Android without feeling like their pocket is hosting a shareholder meeting. Porting a hardened operating system this quickly means the security community is keeping pace with Google's platform changes, which is not easy. Huh? Shh. Okay, that's something. I can barely keep pace with my phone asking for storage permission. And finally, Apple's weird anti-nausea dots may actually help with car sickness. Vehicle motion cues put little animated dots on the screen so your eyeballs and inner ear stop fighting like two uncles at a barbecue. It sounds silly until you remember half of modern computing is tiny visual tricks convincing your nervous system everything is fine. If it works, Apple just made scrolling in the passenger seat less like riding a washing machine full of soup. That's your daily bite. Have a great day. Until next time.